Gerard Gibsy Gibson and Claire Biggs have been inseparable since childhood. Their story begins at a funeral when 5-year-old Claire holds Gerard's hand after he loses his father and sister in a drowning accident. 16 years later, they're still best friends, though Gerard harbors deep feelings for Claire that he's afraid to act on. His traumatic past haunts him through violent nightmares where he relives the drowning, and he frequently sleepwalks into Claire's bedroom seeking comfort. Despite their obvious connection, Gerard fears his trauma has broken him beyond repair and that pursuing a relationship might destroy their friendship. Meanwhile, Claire has loved Gerard for as long as she can remember, patiently waiting for him to see her as more than just his best friend. Their story, set in Southern Ireland in 2005, explores how childhood trauma shapes relationships and the healing power of unconditional love. The weight of Gerard's past hangs heavily over him, casting long shadows across every aspect of his present life. 10 years after losing his father and sister to a tragic drowning incident at Blackwater Lake, he continues to suffer from violent nightmares that leave him drenched in sweat and screaming into the darkness. During these harrowing episodes, he experiences vivid sensations of drowning, the burning in his lungs, the crushing pressure of water, and phantom voices that whisper he deserves punishment for surviving when they didn't. These night terrors often feature his sister Sarah's final moments, her small hand slipping from his grasp beneath the dark waters. His trauma manifests in severe phobias of water and blood, triggering panic attacks at even the sight of large bodies of water. His sleepwalking episodes, occurring 3 to 4 times weekly, invariably lead him to Claire's bedroom, as if his unconscious mind seeks comfort in her presence. Beyond the drowning incident lies an even darker chapter of Gerard's past. His stepbrother Mark sexually abused him from ages 7 to 11, a devastating trauma he's kept buried from everyone, including his therapist. The abuse occurred in the very house where he still lives, making every corner a potential trigger for flashbacks. This profound violation has left him feeling broken and infected, creating nearly insurmountable barriers to physical intimacy despite his deep love for Claire. He flinches at unexpected touches and struggles with panic attacks during intimate moments, leaving him trapped between his desire for connection and his body's learned responses to trauma. Gerard's mother, Saad, unknowingly compounds his suffering by maintaining her relationship with Keith, Mark's father, in the house Gerard's father paid for before his death. Her attempts to create a normal, blended family serve only to remind Gerard daily of his fractured reality. The family photos on the walls, featuring Mark's smiling face, mock Gerard's silent pain, while family dinners become exercises in suppressing memories and maintaining a facade of normalcy. Meanwhile, Lizzie Young, one of Claire's closest friends since university, harbors a deep-seated hatred toward Gerard that threatens to unravel their entire social circle. Her sister Kiyomi's suicide 6 years earlier remains an open wound, with Lizzie firmly believing Mark raped her sister and that Gerard protected his stepbrother through his silence. The truth, which Gerard carries like a stone in his chest, is far more complex and devastating. Kiyomi had actually witnessed Mark abusing Gerard when they were children. When Gerard finally found the courage to tell her about the abuse, she initially dismissed his claims as attention-seeking lies. Her subsequent realization of her mistake and the guilt over her failure to protect him contributed significantly to her eventual suicide, a fact that adds another layer to Gerard's already overwhelming burden of survivor's guilt. These intertwined traumas create a complex web of misunderstanding and pain that affects all the relationships in their tight-knit friend group. As Gerard and Claire navigate their evolving feelings for each other, these unresolved histories threaten to destroy not only their chance at happiness, but the delicate balance of their entire social network. Every gathering becomes a minefield of potential triggers and unspoken accusations, with Gerard trapped between his desire to heal and his fear of the truth destroying everything he holds dear. Gerard and Claire's relationship exists in a delicate space between friendship and romance. They've slept beside each other since childhood, with Claire instinctively knowing how to comfort Gerard through his nightmares. Their physical intimacy, sharing beds, holding hands, casual touches, belies the unspoken tension between them. Claire notices how Gerard has grown from boy to man, causing butterflies in her stomach when they're close, while Gerard battles between his desire for her and fear of crossing a line they can't return from. Their friends recognize what they themselves struggle to acknowledge. Johnny, Gerard's best friend, repeatedly warns him that Claire won't wait around forever, while Shannon encourages Claire to follow her heart. Even their mothers seem to encourage their relationship, despite their protective instincts. The tension reaches a breaking point during a camping trip when Claire places Gerard's hand between her legs, pleading, "Please, Gerard." Though he hesitates, concerned about tainting their relationship, he ultimately gives in to her desires while maintaining certain boundaries. This intimate encounter shifts their dynamic, leaving Gerard guilt-ridden and avoiding Claire the next day. When confronted, he admits, "Because I fucking love you, Claire Biggs," but it feels like another deflection rather than a commitment. Their dance continues with Claire accepting a date with Jamie Kelleher to make Gerard jealous. The plan works, culminating in a rain-soaked confrontation where Gerard finally admits his conflict. "It's about me knowing that you're the perfect person for me, all the while knowing that I'm not." This confession leads to their first real kiss, a passionate moment that feels like the answer to 16 years of questions. Their physical relationship progresses further when they make love in their childhood treehouse. Despite Gerard's nervousness and Claire's inexperience, the moment is tender and profound. However, their mothers discover them afterward when Claire hysterically confesses to killing Gerard with her hymen after he knocks himself unconscious at the sight of blood. The friend group surrounding Gerard and Claire forms a complex support system, fraught with its own tensions. Johnny Cap serves as Gerard's fiercely loyal best friend, offering wisdom beyond his years and standing by Gerard through his darkest moments. Shannon, Johnny's girlfriend and Claire's close friend, provides emotional stability and serves as a bridge between various relationships. Hugh, Claire's brother, considers Gerard family despite their occasional conflicts, jumping into fights to defend him without hesitation. However, Lizzie's hatred toward Gerard creates a persistent fracture within the group. Her belief that Gerard supported Mark in the alleged rape of her sister Kaimi leads to constant verbal attacks, with Gerard absorbing the abuse rather than revealing the truth. Claire finds herself increasingly torn between her loyalty to Lizzie and her love for Gerard, a tension that builds throughout the story. The friend group's dynamics are further complicated by past relationships. Hugh and Lizzie were once a couple, until Lizzie's grief over her sister's death caused their relationship to unravel. Joey Lynch, another friend, struggles with heroin addiction while raising a baby with his girlfriend Aife, demonstrating that everyone carries their own burdens. The web of relationships reaches a breaking point at the winter ball when Claire accidentally reveals Gerard's secret after finding Kaimi's suicide note. The confrontation that follows shatters friendships and forces everyone to choose sides. Claire stands firmly with Gerard, declaring, "If the whole world tries to take you on, then they have to take me on too." This loyalty costs her friendship with Lizzie, but strengthens her bond with Gerard as they face the aftermath together. Claire's unwavering support becomes Gerard's lifeline as he confronts his trauma. Recognizing his severe water phobia, she proposes teaching him to overcome his fear through gradual exposure. Despite his terror, Gerard agrees to try sitting in a bathtub with Claire's guidance. She uses gentle encouragement, physical contact, and playful distraction to help him relax. Eventually, Gerard manages to sit in the tub with Claire holding him protectively from behind, creating a new, safe association with water to replace his traumatic memories. This scene symbolizes their relationship's healing power. Claire urges Gerard to replace his traumatic drowning memory with this new, safe experience, demonstrating her intuitive understanding of trauma recovery. When Gerard asks why she wastes time on him, she confesses he's her favorite person in the world, reinforcing the depth of her commitment to his healing. Their journey toward healing takes a dramatic turn after the winter ball when Claire discovers Kawimi's suicide note revealing Mark's abuse of Gerard. Though her accidental revelation of this secret at the dance temporarily fractures their relationship, it ultimately forces Gerard to confront his past. In a moment of crisis, he destroys his bedroom in a blind rage while trapped in traumatic flashbacks, finally breaking down completely in Johnny's arms. "I think I might be gone a bit wrong in here," he confesses, tapping his head and revealing his deepest fear. "I don't want her to know. Claire, she won't be able to love me now." Claire proves this fear unfounded when they reunite on New Year's Eve. Despite Gerard's belief that he can't be her Gerard anymore now that everyone knows his secret, Claire refuses to let him push her away. "I love you more. I want you more. I am disgustingly attracted to you, and nothing about your past can change that." Her unconditional acceptance begins to heal what years of silence could not. Throughout the story, characters must find the courage to confront difficult truths and stand up for themselves and others. Claire demonstrates this courage repeatedly, from her determination to help Gerard overcome his water phobia to her intervention regarding Dee, the school receptionist who had engaged in inappropriate conduct with Gerard when he was a student. When Claire uncovers this misconduct, she takes decisive action at the school, confronting Dee about her unethical behavior and ensuring appropriate consequences. Gerard's journey towards speaking his truth is more gradual, but ultimately more profound. After years of carrying emotional trauma alone, he finally confronts Mark when his stepbrother returns from Mumbai. In an emotionally charged moment, Gerard addresses years of childhood mistreatment, demanding Mark leave town immediately or face legal consequences for his actions. This confrontation represents a turning point for Gerard, though true healing requires him to share his experiences with those he loves. When Claire inadvertently reveals his past at the Winter Ball, it initially feels like a betrayal, but ultimately guides Gerard toward openness. His emotional release afterward, though challenging, marks the beginning of his recovery as he processes his grief and trauma for the first time since losing his father. The courage to confront extends to other characters as well. Claire approaches Lizzie's mother to discuss concerns about Lizzie's self-destructive behaviors, risking their friendship to ensure her well-being. Hugh takes protective action against Mark to shield those he cares about. Even Johnny demonstrates moral courage when he reports concerns about Dee's inappropriate conduct toward Gerard, despite his own complicated history with authority figures. Throughout their turbulent journey, Gerard and Claire's love serves as a constant anchor. When Gerard's nightmares leave him disoriented and terrified, Claire's touch grounds him, providing safety and stability. "You make me feel like it's possible, like everything is going to be okay again, like I'm going to be okay," he tells her after they reconnect following his breakdown. Their physical connection transcends mere attraction, offering healing and comfort. When they make love for the first time, Gerard keeps his eyes closed, asking to hear Claire's voice to know it's her touching him, a poignant indication of how their intimacy helps him reclaim his body after abuse. Claire describes the experience as terrifying yet beautiful, a profound connection unlike anything she'd felt before. Their love manifests in small, meaningful gestures as well. Gerard creates a special Midas Touch rose corsage, Andy Anderson yellow, for Claire to wear to the winter ball, referencing their shared love of the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Claire watches over Gerard while he sleeps, celebrating when he manages 3 hours without nightmares or sleepwalking. These moments of tenderness punctuate the drama and trauma, reminding readers that love exists in everyday acts of care. Even their arguments reveal the depth of their connection. When Claire pushes Gerard to explain why he won't act on his feelings, he finally admits he's afraid. Afraid of her, afraid of ruining what they have, and afraid of himself. This vulnerability, though painful, creates space for honesty and growth. Their relationship evolves from childhood friendship to mature love as they learn to navigate these difficult conversations together. By the story's end, their love has weathered significant challenges: Gerard's trauma, Claire's accidental betrayal, Lizzie's hostility, and their own fears. Yet they emerge stronger, with Gerard asking Claire to take a walk with him as they face the fractured friend group. "Anywhere," she replies. "I will go anywhere with you, Gerard Gibson." This simple exchange encapsulates their journey. No matter what storms rage around them, they choose each other, again and again. While Gerard and Claire's romance forms the heart of the story, the power of platonic friendship proves equally transformative. Johnny's unwavering support for Gerard represents brotherhood in its purest form. When Gerard breaks down completely after the winter ball, Johnny holds him on the floor, promising never to leave him. "I love the fucking bones of you, you mad eejit." This moment of raw vulnerability between male friends challenges stereotypes about masculinity and emotional expression. The friendship between Claire and Shannon similarly provides essential support through difficult times. When Claire discovers the truth about Gerard's abuse, Shannon helps her process her shock and grief, encouraging patience and understanding. "Broken people don't display the same traits," she advises, drawing from her own experience with Joey's addiction struggles. Even friendships that fracture reveal their significance. Claire's decision to end her friendship with Lizzie after years of watching her attack Gerard demonstrates how friendship requires accountability and respect. Though painful, this boundary setting represents Claire's growth and commitment to protecting those she loves. The broader friend group functions as an extended family, with members stepping up to support each other through various crises. When Joey struggles with addiction, his friends rally around him and Awifa as they raise their baby. When Hugh faces mysterious troubles, Patrick and Gerard express concern and offer help. These interconnected relationships create a safety net that catches characters when they fall and celebrates their victories when they rise. Perhaps most poignantly, friendship provides space for healing when romance cannot. During Gerard's breakdown, Claire desperately wants to comfort him, but Johnny is the only one he can bear to see. This moment teaches Claire that sometimes loving someone means stepping back and allowing others to provide what you cannot. As Awifa wisely advises, "You can help him by staying. Love these boys with our whole hearts and hope and pray that they'll pick themselves back up and show us that they're worth the pain." A central theme in Gerard and Claire's journey is the search for identity beyond trauma and labels. For Gerard, this means reconciling his past abuse with his sense of self-worth and masculinity. After his secret is revealed, he tells Claire, "I'm going to be tarred as a victim for the rest of my life," expressing his fear that his trauma will become his defining characteristic. His journey involves recognizing that being a survivor doesn't diminish his worth or change who he is at his core. Claire similarly struggles with her identity as she transitions from being Gerard's childhood friend to his romantic partner. When she impulsively runs onto the rugby field to declare Gerard her boyfriend, she's asserting her new identity publicly, regardless of consequences. This bold action earns her detention and a red card, but marks an important step in claiming what she wants rather than passively waiting. Other characters navigate their own identity questions throughout the story. Joey works to define himself as more than his addiction, embracing fatherhood and responsibility despite his young age. Hugh grapples with his role as protector for both his sister and his ex-girlfriend Lizzie, sometimes at the expense of his relationship with Katie. Lizzie's identity has become so entangled with her grief and anger over her sister's death that she struggles to move forward. The story suggests that true identity emerges not from labels or past experiences, but from choices and relationships. When Gerard finally confronts his abuser, he reclaims power over his narrative. When Claire chooses to stand with Gerard despite the social consequences, she defines herself through her loyalty and love rather than pure approval. By the story's end, Gerard acknowledges he needs time to figure out who he was after hiding for so long. This self-awareness represents significant growth, recognizing that healing isn't just about overcoming trauma, but discovering who you are beyond it. Claire's unwavering support provides the safe space for this exploration, promising that whatever identity emerges, he won't face it alone. As the story concludes, Gerard and Claire face the future with cautious optimism. Their healing journey isn't presented as complete or linear, but as an ongoing process with setbacks and progress. When Claire excitedly announces that Gerard slept for 3 straight hours without nightmares or sleepwalking, this small victory is celebrated as significant progress rather than a definitive cure. Gerard's admission that he needs time to figure out who he was after hiding for so long acknowledges that recovery doesn't happen overnight. His trauma shaped him for years, and rebuilding his sense of self requires patience and self-compassion. Claire's promise that she has no plans to push you for anything more than you've given me demonstrates her understanding that healing happens at its own pace. The fractured friend group similarly faces an uncertain future. As they return to school after the holidays, the tension remains palpable. Oife and Katie on one couch, Patrick on another, Hugh leaning against the window, Joey and Lizzie whispering in the kitchenette. These divisions won't be easily resolved, but the story suggests that authentic healing requires confronting uncomfortable truths rather than maintaining false harmony. Justice remains incomplete as well. Mark flees the country before facing legal consequences, leaving Gerard without the closure of seeing his abuser held accountable. This realistic portrayal of how abuse cases often unfold avoids the neat resolution of a courtroom victory while still validating Gerard's courage in speaking his truth. The final scene captures this balance between hope and uncertainty. As Claire takes a protective stance in front of Gerard when Lizzie's eyes land on them, she's ready to defend him with everything she has, but Gerard simply takes her hand and asks her to take a walk with him. This simple gesture represents their choice to move forward together, regardless of what challenges lie ahead. Trouble was brewing between our friends, Claire observes, but the lines had been drawn. Their journey continues beyond the final page, with no guarantees except their commitment to face whatever comes next together. At its heart, Taming Seven explores how love becomes a lifeline for those drowning in trauma and pain. From the moment 5-year-old Claire held Gerard's hand at his father's funeral, promising he could hold her hand forever, their connection has served as an anchor in turbulent waters. 16 years later, that promise remains unbroken, though tested by secrets, fears, and misunderstandings. The title itself suggests the taming of something wild and uncontrollable, perhaps Gerard's trauma, represented by the number 7 that haunts him. Through Claire's patient love and unwavering support, the unmanageable gradually becomes manageable. When she helps him sit in a bathtub despite his water phobia, when she stands by him after learning about his abuse, when she declares to the world that he's her boyfriend, each act of love helps tame the chaos within him. Yet the story avoids suggesting that love alone can heal trauma. Gerard needs professional help, medication, and time. Claire can't save him through love alone, nor should she try. Their relationship works because it complements rather than replaces proper mental health support. This nuanced portrayal acknowledges both the healing power of love and its limitations. The final lines of the story capture this balance perfectly. As Claire observes that Taming Seven had been the adventure of my lifetime, she acknowledges both the challenge and the reward of loving someone through their darkest moments. Their journey hasn't been easy, filled with misunderstandings, setbacks, and pain, but it has been transformative for them both. In the end, Gerard and Claire's story reminds us that while love may not conquer all, it provides the courage to face what seems unconquerable. Their relationship offers not a fairy tale ending, but something more valuable, the promise that whatever comes next, they'll face it together, hand in hand, just as they have since childhood.